Two. What's going on versus community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
Is burn.
Okay, so Wednesday, yesterday, on the stream, on the Twitch stream, UDE went ahead and released the showed all the cards for Versus, and shout out to James Altman. He's the one that posted the pictures for all the rest of the cards we didn't see from the spoilers. So today we're going to go through the rest of the cards, especially some of these equipments and level threes. So kicking it off is Mantle Loki. He is a villain and he is level three, and let's see, level three with range 710, 6 health. He has 2 powers: Forge My Own Destiny, main phase yellow. Choose a team affiliation. Mantle Loki doesn't have. Choose a team affiliation. Mantle Loki doesn't have. He gains that affiliation for the rest of the game. Now, his second power is Fairly Decent Magic, main phase blue. For each team affiliation Loki has, put a minus one. No, put a plus one counter on him. Minus one counter on each enemy main character. Draw a card, and each enemy player discards a card. Bro, that's super strong. That is really, really strong. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that similar to Scarlet Witch's power, when she blows up a hex location? No. That's the draw 6 cards or something.
It's like you're talking
The
about
support
the
character.
supporting character. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
It's
so
similar to that.
she has the Magic of Chaos, main phase blue. Choose enemy player, remove the top card of their deck, the bottom card of their deck, a random card in their hand, and a random card in their KO pile from the game. They repeat this effect for each time Scarlet Witch has already used this power this game. Gotcha. Yeah, similar. You're getting 4 effects for that blue. That's pretty strong, whether you use the yellow or not. But if you already have it, if you flip the yellow and he has two teams, then that right there, boom. He's doing plus two counters, minus two counters, drawing 2 cards, and then they discarding 2 cards. You know, so that is that's it's gonna be hurting. Thoughts on Loki?
I think Super Awesome Game said, "Old Loki is whack. This Loki is not going to be whack. This Loki, I think, is really good.
I agree.
I think this is a really
Yeah.
good main character.
Now to link
I
it
don't, and
together.
I,
Oh, good.
I'll go ahead."
No, so I'm gonna link it together. So we got level one Loki, villain, range 156 health. He has Lucky Break at the start of your build phase. Put the top 5 cards of your deck into your KO pile, and choose an equipment from among them and put it into your hand. Escape custody, level up 1 XP. When you equip Loki, he gains 1 XP. So level two Loki says, he's villain, range 39, 6 health. Face your past and future. At the start of your build phase, reveal the top card of your deck and choose a random card from your KO pile. If they are the same card type, put them both into your hand. It's never too late. Level up 4 XP. At the end of your turn, Mantle Loki gains 1 XP for each character he's protecting. If he's protecting Mobius or Sylvie, he gains 1 additional XP for each of them. At the end of your turn, so that means you control your XP condition. So it's not going to be hard to level up Loki at all. So like I said, getting to level three, it might be only turn four. You imagine how badly this dude is going to be jacking you up every time you flip this blue? You telling me by turn four, you ain't got no yellows? Especially considering the fact that the previous turns, you didn't use any locations to begin with on level one or level two. You know what I'm saying?
I think turn four is a little ambitious. To me,
Maybe.
it's more likely a turn six level up. I think
Well,
you, because I don't, there aren't a lot of equipment that you'll be able to throw on Loki right away. So
true.
that could take some time, even
True.
with Tinker. And then it depends on how much how long you're able to protect, how you're able to keep characters in the back.
Well, keep in
Because it's only
mind,
4 XP.
you're getting an XP on your turn. It's at the end of your turn.
Oh,
So
for sure.
even if they attack them the next turn, you still got 2 XP that turn. So even if with Tinkerer, let's say you go get an equipment and you equip it on turn 2, and he levels up to level 2, then the possibility still exists that on turns 3 and 4, you can play Mobius and Sylvie and be able to level up by the end of turn 4. Because they got equipment in this set that is one cost.
That's true.
You
That's
know what I'm
true.
saying? So this Loki is kind of ridiculous. 'Cause let's see, what can he equip? Okay, so if you got a
We should
hero
just
out, he can
risk.
equip Edith on the first turn. If you got, one cost hero and he actually pulls Edith, he can equip that on the first turn.
No, because you gotta have a Tony Stark and a KO powder in order to equip Edith.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. Okay. Okay. So you're gonna have to use the equipment that's coming up, that's already in the set. 'Cause
I mean,
Darkhold
that's
is
cool.
cost 2. Right. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
You'll make it work.
Yeah. No, it's gonna definitely happen. Yeah, I like this dude. Yeah. Any additional thoughts about Loki before we move on to Sylvie?
No, it's pretty obvious.
Okay, cool. So let's recap on Sylvie. Let's see. So Sylvie is a hero, level 1. She's
Lord, we talk about Sylvie way too much today.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh,
That's a Discord issue. That's for another time.
man,
So, range 146 health, hiding in the timeline, main phase blue, yellow, green, red, hide Sylvie. She can only pay for this with a location. She gained XP from this turn. Fugitive variant, level up 3 XP. When you play a location, Sylvie gains 1 XP if she hasn't already gained an XP from a location with that name. That's a little complicated. That's a little bit complicated because you only got 1 out of 15 cards. You know what I'm saying? For per color. And if you don't pull it, you may just be taking a wound that turn, you know? So that means you got to play all these different locations in order for her to get leveled up. Now, what I do like is when she does get leveled up, she is still a hero. She's range 476 health, not supposed to exist anytime combat blue, resolve the combat. XP condition, you're me, level up 1 XP. When a character with Loki in its name appears on your side, Sylvie gains 1 XP. So we'll have to see later what turn Loki shows up at. And that'll change when she can actually level up. So now let's talk about her level 3. Level 3 is a hero, range 876 health, no one remains. Main phase 2 green, stun each enemy supporting character. That is super strong. Super strong. And if you play Hela that turn, that means all them jokers dying. Thoughts on Sylvie?
This is the most fun main character in the deck, and the most on point flavor wise.
I agree. Yeah.
And I'm trying to. I don't think there's anything else in the game like this character. So I'm
I don't
looking
think it
forward to
is.
seeing it.
Maybe
I'm looking
closest is
forward to
Gamora.
it. Eh. Nah.
Because Gamora had that sword or whatever, did something similar.
Well,
It costs 2 greens, but this is pretty powerful, stunning each
I
enemy
think that
supporting
she could, I
character.
think that Sylvie's actually playable.
Yeah, I agree. And she is seven.
Gamora's gotten better. I mean, she's still garbage. Gamora's gotten better, but man, Gamora was terrible when she first came out.
Yeah.
I think Honestly, the level up doesn't seem too bad to me.
No,
Especially
it's a doable
considering,
level up. It's just relying on carpool. That's all.
you just throwing you doing 20 locations in that joint.
Yep, most likely, yeah.
You probably gonna. This is the rare photo deck that you probably won't worry about plot twist too much. She's
Yeah.
almost like a built-in plot twist.
To a degree.
Just because of her power, she can hide, so she doesn't really need it. And then she can basically just say, "Yes, skip your combat." And then after you build up all of that, at the end, all right, KO all your joints.
Yep.
Now I'm coming for you because her stats are
8-7.
pretty decent.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's solid.
so
Yeah.
I like her.
Oh, for sure. No, this is definitely somebody I'm sleeving up as soon as I get the cards. Like I said, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out in midwinter. So moving on to the next main character, Ravana Renslayer, villain, level 1, 3, 4, 5 health, head of the TVA, build phase yellow, reveal the top 5 cards of your deck, put a card that has a power with TVA in its name into your hand, then shuffle the rest into your deck. Running the show, level up 6 XP. At the end of your turn, Ravana gains 1 XP for each card on your side that has a power with TVA in its name. So if you do nothing, then she'll level up on 6. You'll die on 5, but the potential, she can do nothing and level up on 6. So let me read the level 2 and start connecting some dots. So level 2, she's a villain, 6, 8, 5 health, head of the TVA, same power. Keyword for all time, always. At the end of your turn, if there is a Mobius, Mantle, Loki, and Sylvie supporting character on your side, you may remove them from the game. If you do, recover all characters, then take an extra turn after this one. Oof. So now it depends on what the cost is for Mobius, Loki, and Sylvie. And this is Mantle, Loki. Interesting. I think her flipping the yellow is probably the best power. Trying to keep them jokers on the field is going to be rough. Thoughts on Ravana?
I have to be completely honest. I have not figured this out yet. Obviously, I mean, she's obviously the character that's meant to utilize the TVA things more than anybody. So, like, TVA has the ability to ramp quickly. Like, so she's got Mobius, she's got Mantle Loki. She's got all of these equipment. I think it's about three, what, four or five equipment.
We ain't even
She's
got to them
got
all. Let me see.
who else is she at? Who
She's got
else has TVA? Miss Minutes.
Miss Minutes here. Tempad,
Okay.
reset charge, Miss Minutes. Keep in mind, she can also grab, her own supporting character. Let me see what else is over here that we've
I don't know
seen
what she's
so
gonna do
far.
with that.
I don't know. Power up. Oh no, she can grab
She
he
grab
who
all
she can
types
grab
of stuff.
Kang. She could grab Kang, dude.
Yep, she
That's
grab
messed
all
up.
types of stuff.
Now that's really messed up. Her being able to grab Kang is messed up. Because you packing, a whole set of Kangs, and this dude is always gonna be, and they on the same team affiliation. That's yeah, that's problematic. She can't grab the
So,
Conqueror. Plot twist, but still, I mean, it's all kinds of messed up. She got a lot of stuff she can grab, and we ain't even talked about all of it yet.
it's just weird, right? So she's obviously meant to manipulate the board, ramp,
She got
grab
decent
stuff out
stats,
of the deck,
6-8. Yeah.
but she's not really an attacker. Right. So you take two turns in a row. I guess that can help you ramp even more so. And that can also put an extra wound on characters. I'm questioning if this is actually a win condition or not. It's like, I honestly don't think
It's
she'll
a
have
pseudo
too
win
much
condition.
trouble. Right.
I think she might, depending on how big Mobius and Sylvie are, because I think Loki is gonna be, I think they already previewed that it's gonna be a six drop, but we haven't talked about it yet. But like I said,
I think Loki is six. I think Mobius
well, we'll
is
get to that,
two.
but like I said, keeping them people on the field, because you gotta have a resource point. So you know it's gonna take you 2 turns to do it. At minimum,
Oh
it's gonna
yeah.
take you 3 turns. Well, no, because it says at the end of your turn. So if you play Mobius and Sylvie on the same turn, get them people protected, and then play Loki the next turn, at the end of that turn, you remove them from the game and take another turn. You know what I'm saying?
It also kind of depends on when you plan on using this ability. Because what if you do it? What if you get all those guys out, and then on the next turn you play that nine drop?
And blow up the field.
You blow up the field, remove that mess out of here, and then get your extra turns. Now you got this big nine drop on the field. There's no resources, and she can just sit back and watch you kill them. I guess that would be the plan, maybe, but that sounds
And
difficult
she's
to
gonna get TVA, and so she's gonna get the ramp off, and you could flip it. Instead of getting rid of those dudes and playing a nine drop, what you do is you play the nine drop, then play those dudes.
right, that's what I
Because,
mean.
right, okay, because you said it the opposite way. But like I said, if you play the nine drop and
And
block for
I'm so screwed up trying to think about this card.
them, tell me about it. And she got other ways to get the job done too, because what is it, temp pad or whatever it is, blow stuff up. So even if she whiffs on getting something, you got, what is this, reset charge? It'll be a three cost, choose a resource from each side to remove them from the game. Cost one less. So the cost is a four, but it could cost you a three to bring it out. Temp pad, let's see. Recruit your first character each turn. You can add counters to the characters. So, like I said, you being able to add counters to smaller characters and then playing Morgenthau, Carly Morgenthau, is doable. You know? Also,
Man,
on turn two, I'm playing a one drop. You know, on turn three, I'm playing 2 1-drops. You know? So, like I said, and then playing Carly, and then, you know, I can see this being a weenie deck, a really strong weenie deck, because you're flipping stuff to get the cards you need in order for them to get the counters, you know, as long as she got temp pad. So,
feel
like I
like
said,
Scott Watson and John Phillips, this is a box that made
yeah, they'll figure
just
it
for
out.
them.
Yeah, they'll figure it
Dave,
out.
yeah, this is their box.
Yeah.
Expect some foolishness.
Yep.
That's all I can say. This is some
Yep.
nonsense right here.
I agree. Now, next up is Mobius, and he's got TVA personnel. He is a hero, 2 cost, 331 health. TVA personnel, you may pay one less or one more recruit point to recruit Mobius. If you do, he appears with a minus one counter or a plus one counter, respectively. Your predictable keyword: when Mobius appears, choose an enemy character and its front or back row until Mobius leaves play. At the end of that character's formation step, it must be in that row if able. So he can lock somebody in the front row. You know what I'm saying? As long as he's out, he can lock him in the front row. So now it kind of makes sense that in order for her to take another turn, she got to get rid of them. Otherwise, it's going to be a permanent lock. And she's going to always be able to flip the game, you know, once you get so far, and create an infinite loop until folks is dead. So she got to get rid of them in order to take the next turn. But that means that when your opponent plays on their turn, they're no longer locked in, unless she plays the same cards again, which is possible. So if she can fuel the lock, the board locked in, you know, you got a problem.
I
But
mean,
Mobius is obviously here for utility. E 3-3-1 or 2-drop is not, nah, not that, not looking that great to me.
3-3 are okay stats, but the one health is not. But I mean, he's not
You
here to
should him.
fight.
Right. And TVA personnel does let him get bigger. You know, you can play him on turn four, he'd be 4-4. So, I mean, that also is not great stats.
Worse.
But it, I mean, at least you're not
Worse.
playing nothing, you know, because you can always be playing nothing. But like I said, for the most part, people that's got TVA personnel, you most likely are playing them using their ability and then putting a whole bunch of negatives on them so you get that ability off. You know what I'm saying? So, but so we see Mobius as a two drop with TVA personnel. Let's go to the next card. Okay, gotcha. So Loki, Mantle Loki is a six drop, range 7/7, 2 health, hero. Interesting, because his MC is a villain. So Mantle
Is
Loki is,
isn't that crazy?
yeah, Mantle Loki is a hero, and he has TVA personnel too, which means you can bring him out early, you know. So I think that's interesting. Now he has time flies keyword as well. As you recruit Mantle Loki, if you, oh jeez, this is not the clearest of pictures. I think it says if you something exactly recruit exactly the following number, all recruit points for him, the something for the rest of the game. Okay, so basically it's saying this: if you use up the recruit points for the next three powers, he'll have this for the rest of the game. So if you spend 5 recruit points on him, he'll have Schemer, which is the first time you play a plot twist each turn, you may draw a card. If you spend
That's a
six,
strong keyword.
it is. If you spend six recruit points on him, he'll have Mind Games, and that's when he appears. You may have a player discard their hand and draw that many cards. Then if you recruit
That
him on
sounds good.
seven, he'll have Genius at the start of your turn, draw a card.
That's
So
the worst
depending on when you recruit him,
one.
you'll get those abilities. What'd you say?
Said that's the worst one.
Right. Game about to be over. So you're shooting for Schemer or Mind Games. But again, he has TVA personnel. So you do actually have the ability to play Loki and Mobius on the same turn because Sylvie is also a six drop. But any thoughts on Loki?
Schemer and Mind Games, thumbs up. Genius with 7 drop, I'm not feeling it. I'll
Nah.
probably under drop.
Right. And keep in mind they get these powers. You know, he keeps those powers. So if you're able to protect them, you do be able to draw a card. But it depends on what deck he goes in. Because if you put him in a Sylvie, not a Renslayer deck, and it's equipment heavy, he may not even be able to use Schemer well. You know, so it really depends on what deck he's going to go in. And of course, it depends on what your game plan is because everybody loves Groot and Groot get the job done. Some of this stuff is going to be ending the game before Groot can do his thing. And you get the lock on somebody with, you know, Darcy and Wu, then it's like you may not even get to play Groot. So we might have to have more diversified hands just in case somebody starts getting these locks off and we'll have something to play. And TVA personnel, of course, like we said in another podcast, helps that because it's like, okay, you got this on me, but I'm gonna just use this card with TVA personnel just so I can add this character bigger so I can do something versus, oh, I'm shut out the whole game, you know. So, well, Loki is pretty self-explanatory. Let's see what's going on with Sylvie. She's a hero, six cost, range 5/12, 2 health. She has Master Enchantress. Let's see here. Main phase blue, choose an enemy character to strike another enemy character. Main phase yellow, choose enemy character to be immobile and passive until your next turn. Main phase green, put 3+1/+1 counters on another character on your side. Main phase red, when a main superpower with one power symbol cost on another supporting character for free. Gotcha. I think it means she pays the red and somebody else gets to use their power for free. Okay. Sylvie can use this power up to 4 times on your turn, choosing each part only once. So you can play all four of those colors 1 time per turn. Thoughts on Sylvie?
That's pretty strong.
It is.
5, 12, 2 health.
Yeah.
I'm definitely seeing how you get all three of these people out
She got 5-12,
for
and
Google.
she got range. So you're either playing Sylvie and then using TVA personnel on Loki and Mobius, or you're playing Mobius and Loki and you're using Sylvie on turn 6 and then getting another turn. Speaking of, talking about Renslayer.
Yeah, I mean, being able to use all four of those powers, because those aren't trash powers.
No, they are not.
So, yeah.
And it's messed up if you flip that yellow, you make a character immobile and passive, then that means until your next turn. Okay, so I got Sylvie out here. Ah, nice balance there. Nice balance. Because you can't flip the yellow unless you played another Sylvie on your next turn. She would have to flip the yellow in order for you to keep their character up front or where you can attack them. So let's say you got Renslayer, you pull off the trio here, the three amigos, the three musketeers, they leave the game, you take another turn, and it's going into turn 7. You play Sylvie again, then you flip the yellow. Now on turn 5, on turn 6, hopefully you attack them and they took a wound. Then on the end of turn 6, you got rid of the three amigos and you bring out turn 7. You bring out another Sylvie after they've already flipped face up. Then you play the yellow for the main so that they stay where they are. So on turn 8, you can blast them again. So it looks like she may be, Renslayer may be behind the 8 ball, but within 2, 3 turns, she could play catch up. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, and that 5-12 is not messing around, so it'll take a team attack for her to be able to hit somebody, but it's doable. Any thoughts on Sylvie?
I like the way this is going. This is looking a little bit less difficult.
I agree. I definitely agree. So let's look at some of these a few more equipments we got here. So we got Time Stick, one of a kind, TVA standard issue. Pay one less if you equip it to a character that has a power with TVA in its name. Prune Stick, when equipped, character strikes an enemy supporting character in melee combat. KO that enemy character if there is another character with that name on any side or in any KO pile. Interesting. Very interesting. I see that fueling Loki's need to level up because Loki is also a villain. So, and this is a villain equipment. But that's a pretty strong ability because it basically gives anybody lethal if they meet the requirements. And these are not superpower requirements. So I'm like, okay, that's pretty interesting. See how that goes. Thoughts on time stick?
I like that it costs one, so you could possibly level up Loki on
No, it costs 2, but
turn
you
one.
got the TVA
Costs
standard
two.
issue.
That's what
Yeah.
I mean. You got the TVA stamp, so.
Yeah, it can cost 1. Yeah. But not for Loki, unfortunately. You'd have to just play it on 2.
Oh, okay.
Because he doesn't
Well,
have any
okay.
TVA
Turn
powers.
two.
Yeah.
That's right. Turn two.
Yeah.
That's still good.
Oh, I
That means
agree.
you can start putting charges out there and getting Loki leveled up pretty quickly. I don't think that you. I don't think that you're. I mean, in Loki, you're probably not planning on pulling off his actual power. But when you do pull those powers off, it's great.
Oh yeah, because in the
Just
mid to
don't
late
know how
game,
often that's going to be.
right, and they don't have necessarily a lot of lethal, so in photo. So the mid to late game, having this card is going to be fantastic. You know, and then put, what is that, Lazarus Bowl? Get this joint back if somebody gets stunned. You know, because it is a one of a kind card.
It does need to be one of a kind. I mean,
Well, I agree.
with cards like this, plus they got, you already have everywhere I go, see his face, like really need to move stuff out of
Right.
moving options from your opponent, sure.
Yeah, so moving along to the next equipment we have, villain team stamp villain, Time Twister, 3 cost, one of a kind, TVA standard issue, and it's got time loop. Anytime combat, red, cancel the combat. That
Self-explanatory.
is going to be interesting to see because let's see here. Let me go back for a second. 'Cause let's see. Sylvie can resolve combat with a blue, and this can cancel the combat with a red. So even though it's a villain plot twist, obviously you can make a deck with Sylvie being able to use that, but that's a lot of ways to get to the late game because, like I said, canceling the combat and all that type of stuff. If you're able to keep the board even, and then you play this, psh, so you can. I like this. I definitely like this. It'll be interesting to see if there's all win decks that use this. Just to keep their main alive, you know. So, moving on to our last card, Nexus Event. Plot twist, Marvel stamped, not team stamped. Anytime plot twist, anytime combat, resolve the combat. Just a keyword. So, that, and this is four of, it's not a one of a kind. So, that is a pretty strong ability. Swing on somebody, you know, the defense is tied, and then you play this card, you resolve the combat before they do anything.
They tripping, man. All this combat resolution. Man. We already have you're the last one, and he's a friend. Now, okay, well, we run out of cancel, so now let's just add combat resolutions
It
to
ain't even
this.
team stamped, so
Neither
you're putting it in every deck, you know.
the
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's
two.
like they cherry picking what they want you to have in your deck, you know. So, but no, this is a good card because this it has the potential to keep you from getting wounded, and I could see using some of those cards like you're the last one to keep your characters from getting wounded in the early game. With this right here, you're gonna need this in the mid to late game, or you flip it around and only use this card in the early game when people don't have they don't want to waste a plot twist. You know what I'm saying? Or they swing in before they play the plot twist, and then you play this and resolve the combat, which now just keeps you know, maybe that D your defense is higher or something like that. Now they gotta take another swing. They may not have another character that can go through the defense. You know, so yeah, thoughts on
Yeah,
Nexus event.
I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly what mains you're gonna play this card in, but whatever those mains are, it's gonna be great. There's definitely risk reward situation here because if your opponent just has massive attack, he doesn't care about this at all. So it's interesting. It's definitely a lot less brain dead than he's a friend, that's for sure.
Gotcha. So I'm liking the way Loki is shaping up, man. We got some good stuff. Got some good stuff. Any last thoughts?
These Disney Plus boxes have been, I give thumbs up to them all. I like the way they capture the flavors of the shows. I think that there are definitely some characters and things that could have been added, but it was limited because of the 55 card boxes. But that, whatever, that's just how it is. But I like how each box is obviously completely different. I think that these boxes add something to Photo, and I actually think these boxes are going to change metas. So to me, they're a success because of that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so go ahead and wrap this up so we can go ahead and get it posted on Anchor. So it's your boy Cell along with my co-host.
Firm.
All right, see you guys in the Discord and the collective later.